All scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. You are God, and beside you there is no other. You are the Holy One of Israel who dwells between the cherubim. You spoke the world into existence, and today we acknowledge that you are Lord God Almighty, all power, all authority is in your hands. And Lord, we bow the knee to you today, Lord, and we praise and we magnify your name, because Lord, you are great, and you're greatly to be praised. We magnify you, we glorify you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your compassion, oh God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, and we bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor. Thank you for the healing blood of Yeshua. Thank you for the healing anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity. We bind the spirit of sickness. We bind the spirit of disease. We bind the spirit of infirmity in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, may your healing power flow. May your healing anointing be released in the name of Yeshua. May the glory of the Lord be released into the lives of your people. Lord God, those that have been diagnosed with terminal illnesses, I pray, Lord, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we come against it. We rebuke and we renounce that diagnosis. They will live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord. I pray, Lord God, that you would bring them out of their hospital beds, that you would take them off of those incubators. Take them off, Lord, them ventilators. Take them off of those ventilators in the name of Yeshua. Lord, let their eyes open. Bring them out of those comas in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for healing emphysema. I thank you for every lung disease, every lung disorder being healed even right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you. Lord, we 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 thank you for healing skin cancer. Lord, we thank you for opening that deaf ear, opening deaf ears in the name of Yeshua. Lord, we thank you for opening up blind eyes. We thank you for healing cataracts. We thank you for healing glaucoma. Lord, we thank you for restoring vision. Command that spirit of impaired vision to leave now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for that. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for healing arthritis. I thank you for healing gout in the name of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for tendonitis of the left shoulder. Thank you for healing tendonitis. Command that inflammation to go in Yeshua's mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you for healing sciatic nerve pain being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you for the manifestation of the blessing. I thank you for blessing people with new homes. I thank you for them packing up and moving into the new homes. God, I thank you for that. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for change. I thank you for job change. I thank you for elevation. I thank you for promotions. Thank you for the job offer coming in Yeshua's mighty name. God, I thank you for that. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord, I bless you. And Lord, I bless you. And I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. I thank you for binding the strong man of Leviathan, and binding a strong man of witchcraft, and binding a strong man of Jezebel and Ahab. I ask that you would cut and sever the cords in the name of Yeshua and topple their thrones, and let those that have been serving and bowing down, may they flee, may they flee, may they flee in the name of Yeshua. And may people look to you, Lord, as their healer, as their deliverer, as their source of strength. In Yeshua's mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be here once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God, and I am grateful and thankful because God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Thank you to the first-time listeners. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something, I say pray, get on your knees, and seek the face of God and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. Saints, the return of Jesus Yeshua is imminent. The warfare is intensifying. We are living in perilous times, as you can see, but we have been gifted in the body of Christ with prayer and the ministry of intercession, as well as the various gifts of healings that God has bestowed on the body of Christ, that we can begin to walk in liberty and freedom, that we can be a light in the midst of darkness, that we can proclaim the Lordship of Yeshua the Messiah and begin to tell people about Jesus, about Yeshua the Messiah, that he is our Lord, he is a Savior, that he's a Deliverer. We need to pray. God, we need to pray. Lord, I thank you for activating the people that have the gifts of healing. Lord, I thank you for activating those that have the gifts of miracles in the body of Christ. Thank you. Lord, I thank you for activating those that have the gift of discerning of spirits, that they would begin to walk in those gifts, Father. They would begin to fulfill your charge for their lives, that they might be an asset to the body of Christ. In Yeshua's mighty name, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Well, saints, you know, I tell you, I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. Let me tell you something. God is ready to move. Get ready to experience a mighty outpouring of his Holy Spirit. Those that have spent time in prayer and in his word, the Lord is going to begin to visit you in the secret place. His power and his glory is going to begin to fall on you. And the weight of his glory is going to be so heavy that you're going to have a hard time. Matter of fact, you're not going to even be able to get up. You're just going to want to lay down wherever you're at. Even if you're on your knees, you're just going to just lay down and lay before the Lord. And as you lay before the Lord is going to speak to you. God's going to heal you. God will deliver you. Demonic spirits that had you bound are going to flee from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, God, you're good. Saints, saints, saints. This is your hour of visitation. This is your hour of visitation. And God wants to meet with you one-on-one as he met with Moses face-to-face. Many of you listening are going to have heavenly divine encounters. And your life is going to be changed. You're going to be on fire. You're going to be like the prophet Jeremiah, like the word is like a fire shut up in my bones. The power of the Holy Spirit is going to be on you so heavy that you're going to have a hard time trying to contain it in the secret place. Some of you will let out a scream because, oh, God. Some of you are going to say, God, this is too much. God, it's too heavy. I can't take it. Yes, I've been there. I can testify how powerful the presence of God is when it comes on you like that. But God wants you to know that this is your hour of visitation. Some of you, even while this show is on, the fire of God is going to hit you. And it's going to be like your flesh is on fire. He's going to be burning away the impurities and all of the things that the enemy has attached himself to your soul, your mind, and your emotions. And he's going to be burning those things off of you. That at the conclusion of this broadcast, you will be walking in liberty and freedom. That those shackles that the enemy had you bound them are going to be broken. They're going to be burnt up, dissolved in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Yes. 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 Whew. Saints, man. Okay. Here we go. We're in the series, The Temptation. We were left off last week and we were talking about the different strategies and how these prominent strategies the enemy uses a time and time after time, that if you can embrace and understand what these strategies are, you can rebuke him and you can tell him to go and you will be ahead of the game. He will not be able to deceive you and put you on a broad way that is leading to destruction. One of the strategies, when God speaks through his word or through private word, The enemy shows up immediately to steal the word. The Bible declares this is what the enemy does. Yes, this is what the enemy does. Oh my gosh, saints, I'm into this anointing. Whew. This is what the enemy does. When God speaks, he will come right after, and he will try to speak, and then he will try to sow the seed of doubt, which is in Genesis chapter 3. We've been in this the last several weeks. The series is called The Temptation. And for those of you that were not here last week, let's jump into this real quick and I'll get you up to speed. It says in verse 1, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, if God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden, the enemy will entice you. He will challenge God's word. When God's word has been spoken, either through, you might even receive the prophecy from someone who has a very accurate gift of prophecy. Or he might have given you a personal word in the secret place, or you may have read something in the scripture and it jumped off the page. We know that God gave the command to Adam. So here we see the enemy is saying, okay, did God really say this? So he's engaging her intellect to get her thinking and understanding that if the enemy can get you thinking, then you're walking down the road of doubt and unbelief. Because if he can get you thinking and questioning what God spoke and said, you are in trouble. That's why you have to get to the place where you said, devil, no, shut up. Go sit down. Be quiet. You're not going to deceive me. You're not going to interrupt my change of thought. It's not going to happen. And so, but the woman said unto the serpent, so we talked about the communication piece because evidently Adam had communicated with his wife. God said, we can't do this. This one tree, leave it alone. Leave it alone. God didn't say nothing about it. He just said, we can't eat of it. And you shall eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. We know God doesn't say nothing about it. You could touch it. And the serpent said unto the woman, yea, you shall not surely die. In other words, you ain't going to die. God lying to you. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. You see, that's part of the problem we're experiencing in our country today is that there's no deterrent. That's why these criminals and this lawless and rebellion is out of control, because there's no deterrent. You have these liberal prosecutors and all these different policies saying, oh, well, people, a punishment is too harsh and all these other type of things. There's no deterrent. So that's why they're going crazy. They know they can go into a store, steal a bunch of stuff. They're not going to be prosecuted. They got these no bail laws in these liberal states. They know that they do something, they're going to be right out back out on the street. They don't even have to pay no bail. So there's no deterrent. There's the death penalty, which was instituted by God, by the way. Not by man, by God. So they can go out and take another human life. They know that they're going to be on death row for 20, 25, 30 years. So they're not going to die. So there's no deterrent. You see, God was trying to shield and God was trying to protect them from spiritual death and natural death. But the enemy understood this concept. But he knew if he could engage and get them walking in deception and rebellion, then he's got them. Because I'm going to say this. Lucifer, Satan, Haleah, which is the actual name in the Hebrew, he understand God's laws. He understand how God works better than we do. In order for the enemy to have legal right to challenge and to attack you, he has to have a legal right, so he got to get us, first of all, engaging us, getting us doubting what God says. And once he's able to do that, now he can have legal right to come in and to just destroy and wreak havoc in our lives. But if you understand these strategies, God speaks, Satan speaks. And when Satan speaks, he comes to bring division and to get us walking in rebellion and disobedience. He says, and the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die, for God does know that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now, we were talking about this last week, that Adam abdicated his position of authority. This is how Satan became the god of this world, because originally Adam and Eve had dominion over the world. But Adam refusing to take responsibility, Adam sat back and he watched this happen and occur. He did not protect Eve, his wife, and he did not take dominion over the serpent. Think about it. He allowed this to happen. You know, people say, well, Eve was always, no. The scripture says, and gave also her husband with her, so he was standing by. And see, a lot of times men have missed the mark when they see the enemies approaching and attacking their families and their children, and they're sitting back and they're watching and just letting it happen. That's why I pray for my children. I pray that they would be covered in the blood. I pray that the Lord would lead and guide. I pray that they would walk. You know, I engage the enemy. That's what Job did. Job did the same thing. You pray and you cover your children. We are involved in spiritual warfare. But Adam abdicates position of authority. And you heard me say this last week in last week's broadcast. They were already wise. They were already like God. Because they were created in the image of God. They had uninterrupted fellowship with God. You see how that when the scripture says he was subtle. They didn't need to become wiser. Why would you want to know about evil? You already was walking in good. Why would you want to know about evil? And remember the instruction that God gave to Adam. And he said, and her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron. God told Adam, the day that you eat, you shall surely die. Their eyes weren't open until Adam ate. When men abdicate their position of authority as being watchmen over their families, all hell is about to break loose. And they said they knew they were naked. And look at this in verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God. God was coming down and walking. They were having fellowship with God Almighty. The enemy came to break that fellowship. That's what he does with believers. I have to get you to break your fellowship with Father God, because if I can get you to break that fellowship, then I've got you. You are mine. You belong to me. And they heard the voice. Think about this. God walking in the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where are you? And see, when you have walking in rebellion and you're walking in disobedience and you've made decisions, God will search you out. He will seek you out. And God will say, where are you at? Because when you have a relationship with him, you don't have a problem coming to him and saying, God, this is where I'm at. And look at this. And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and I hid myself. He began to run from the presence. We trying to get the presence of God. He had the presence of God. Now he's hiding and running from it. And God said, who told you that you was naked? Have you eaten of the tree whereof I commanded you that you should not eat? So now God calls into accountability. Have you disobeyed my instructions? God already knew it. But see, God wants us to come and to confess. We've been dealing with this. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse of all unrighteousness. You see, if we make the confession, we're on the road to deliverance and healing and restoration. And the man said, now here we go, passing the buck. He's trying to put the responsibility on God. And a lot of folks laugh when we get to this part. And the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me. Yeah, God, I was good. But you gave me this woman, and she done messed everything up. She gave me of the tree, and I did eat. So here we see, God, I was good, but you brought this woman into my life, and she causing problems. So yeah, I did eat. God just wanted a yes or no. Did you eat? Don't blame other folk for your issues and your problems. Yeah, you might have had some bad people do some bad things to you. Don't blame them for your condition that you're in. Release them into the hands of God and move on and accept your role and your responsibility. What was it that I did wrong? Like when I'm counseling married folk and they're trying to get married again, I said, have you done the work? Have you looked and examined what you did wrong in the marriage before you try to go into another marriage? Put in the work. A lot of times it wasn't always the other spouse. You might have did some things that provoked them and caused them to act a fool because of stuff and situation, the way that you was acting. Did you do the work? Did you get yourself straight? You know, did you cook? Did you clean? Were you clean? Did you do all the things? I tell the men, were you the provider, the spiritual, the priest, the prophet? Were you praying over the family? Were you the provider? Were you making sure that your wife was protected and covered? Or did you leave her exposed? What did you do? That's a whole nother sermon there. And then the Lord God said unto the woman, what is it that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent began when I did eat. Then she dropped a dime on the serpent. Yeah, I ate, but it was the serpent that made me eat. No, you made a willful decision. We always want to pass the buck and blame other folk for our condition and why we're where we're at. No, sometimes we've just made stupid decisions. Take responsibility. And then the Lord God said unto the serpent, then God immediately moved into judgment. See, God don't play. The consequence. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon the belly shall you go, and the dust shall you eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and you shall bruise his heel. And understand, this is why the enemy comes after women so hard in spiritual warfare. God said, there's going to be enmity. Why? Because the woman was going to be the one that was going to birth the Messiah. That's a whole nother message. And unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. And in sorrow you shall bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall be rule over thee. This is the consequence. He's going to be over you. He's going to be your boss. You got to learn how to submit to him. But today's feminist movement and women's lib, no, we ain't submitting to no man. I ain't submitting to nobody. That's why so many folks are single. That's a whole nother message too. And unto Abner said, because you have hearkened unto the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. And in sorrow you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and also thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and you shall eat the herb of the field. And in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was you taken, for dust thou art, and to dust you shall return. And Adam called his wife named Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now let he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life to eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken, so that he drove the man, and he placed at the east of Eden the cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. You see, what's missing in the whole message, there were two trees in the middle of the garden. One was the tree of life, that if they had chose to eat that, they would have been alive forever, forevermore. You see, the enemy diverted their attention and got them focused on the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But then when Jesus came and died for us on the cross, it was to restore our focus back to Father God as the God of our life, as our Heavenly Father. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves you and bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands to do so. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts will be open to hear and receive the gospel, and know that Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, is Lord, return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. The peace of God be with you.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.